things, the care for our pets that might have accidents, as well as just drainage issues and rains, and all of a sudden you're getting water in places where you maybe didn't get water before. But, you know, they even make a waterproof carpet now, of all things.
Wow. So most of the flooring, though, that's waterproof, is it sort of like a wood look? Is it stone? What the kind of looks for that?
It's everything. Okay. You can get any waterproof flooring that you want. Wood look, stone look, and like I said, carpet.
When people are getting you to come out to look at flooring, do you offer suggestions? Do people tell you what you want? How is it that they get the right product for their home at that time?
You know, it's just having a nice casual conversation. What are the needs? What's the lifestyle? What's the activity? And, you know, we'll listen and we'll work with you. We'll make suggestions. And some people already know what they want. They've already talked to somebody and they have a great idea. And all we have to do is measure them up, match the product, give them the quote, and get it on the floor.
Flooring is something, though, you have to, I think you have to touch, or you have to be close. You can see things online, you can see pictures, but nothing makes the sale than actually seeing it.
Yeah, that's right? Correct. That's why Jamie's Carpet Shop, we have the, it's a shop at home service, but we call it Floors to Your Door. We absolutely will bring the samples to your home so you can see them in your light. You know, do you have the LED lights? Do you have halogen lights? Do you have incandescent bulbs? Every one of those is going to change the look of the floor, as well as the windows. Is it a northeast, south, or west sun exposure? Everything changes the color and the look of the floor.
Beyond the waterproofing, are there any other trends out there now that are hot?
I think that there's natural wood is coming back really hot, and it's becoming more and more affordable. We focus on trying to buy the products that are only manufactured in the United States. There's been, years ago, there was a lot of problems with woods that you would buy at a box type location that were being sent in from overseas. Bamboo floors were huge until it started sprouting bamboo sprouts out
what?
Of the floor. Yeah, remember,
really?
Remember the areas are a little wetter now.
Yes.
And bamboo's was a great product and, you know, very sustainable, but there were actually bamboo floors growing bamboo sprouts. Not in any that we sold, I'll say, because we were focusing on made in the USA.
Wow, that's
you can have your own bamboo field in your living room.
Maybe I just need to seed my living room, and then we'll, of course, yeah. I have to mow my lawn. This is not good.
So don't come asking for bamboo today. Wow. That's just like, that's not a good one.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Jamie's Carpet Shop. That name has been around for years.
We
right?
say, you know, in our best guess, it was 1965, 66, when, and it's not Jamie's, it's Jamie's. But we take Jamie's, we'll take it all day long. But it's actually Bill Jamay, who founded the flea market, who used to go down with his truck down to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. He'd buy textiles, furniture, carpet, rugs, bring them up here to where the flea market is, and he'd unload that truck and auction it all off because he was an auctioneer. And eventually it just led into the building of the buildings that are at Jamie's today. And eventually when he sold off, his two daughters took the westernmost building. And some people might remember that at first it was called Jamie's Carpet and Furniture Warehouse. Then when the two girls decided to split, one took carpet, and that would have been Bill's daughter Elaine, and her husband Ron took the carpet business, moved it down the road to where Sassy Chicks is today. Which is right next to the Farmer Boy Plaza, where the Farmer Boy restaurant used to be. So they had the carpet there, and then they took the name Jamie's and moved it down the street. And then the other sister kept the furniture and called it Gibson's Home Furnishings, which was in the westernmost building, until they decided to retire or no longer do business. So then I came in the late 80s, and 1988 would be when we took over Jamie's Carpet Shop. And we stayed there. We were able to make it work for about 10 years till we outgrew it. And in 1998, we moved just a quarter mile east to the old, do you know it as Still Country, Whiskeyville Still, or the Suburban Lounge? Male dancers. I remember they used to have the male dancers. I was a young guy and go by there. I could have danced back then. I never did, but I could have. But we turned that building into a state-of-the-art showroom. We've built additional buildings out back for storing and housing and receiving the goods, and we've been there ever since, and it's fantastic.
Must be a good location. I mean, it just seems that, you know, that's where it is, but you've added other locations as well.
Yeah, you know, we have locations in Sandusky and in Elyria, and in Sandusky, we're in the Perkins Plaza right next to the new Kroger's, and in Elyria, we're right next to the Home Depot, where there actually used to be a Buddy's Carpet there. And believe it or not, the Amherst location is the most visited out of all three of the locations, and we're in the middle of nowhere. We truly believe we're a destination. People come because of our reputation, our service, our quality, our prices, and they're coming to us.
Is that why you can compete sometimes with those big box stores?
Yeah, the big box stores are simple. Listen, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When you hear the commercial that for over as long as you spend $499, the installation's free, if you believe that, you might want to rethink everything your mom and dad taught you. There is nothing in this world for free. It's in there somewhere. Whether we charge you 30 cents a square foot for pad and they're charging you $1 a square foot for pad, but their labor's free. It's all in there, folks. Don't be fooled, and don't buy sub-quality. By the way, when you come to Jamie's, we're only selling you floors. I can't tell you anything about your siding, your shingles, your gutters, your windows. And I just say at the box store, they move people around from department to department. They don't know what they're selling. They're selling color. Here, it's beige, and it looks good.
Early on, you mentioned how they can be visualized in your home, but until you look at like the different lighting in your home or the natural light that comes in your home, you really don't know.
Yeah, that's correct. It's really important to have products, have them at home, and have them at home for over 24 hours, especially in northeastern Ohio like this, because you might go over 24 hours before the sun shines and you get to see a different look on that floor. But we definitely encourage that. And we still do free shop and home service, free estimates. There's never a charge. You don't have to pay us $50 to come out and measure. And then if you buy from us, we'll knock it off your order. It's always free. That's what we do. We're experts in flooring.
Talking this morning with Chris Seitler from Jamie's Jamie's Carpet Shop.
Yeah, we'll just keep it Jamie's.
That's fine. My question, though, where does the sheriff come from and that badge that's on everything that you
That's
see?
A great question. So when we bought the business back in the late 80s, we knew we needed a logo. And I said, well, we're kind of at the western part of Lorain County, so let's focus on the western part of Lorain County. And if my memory serves me correct, I believe that it was the Chronicle-Telegram that may have had somebody in the art department that submitted that to me. And, you know, Jamie the sheriff, you know, the best, monitoring low prices, right, making sure you're getting good quality. And it stuck. And it was a great, great logo.
He'd have to take his boots off, though, if he came into the house.
Oh, yeah.
But remember, we clean carpets, too. We clean everything.
Oh, really?
We clean air ducts. You know, hey, that's a great thing, Jamie's Carpet Shop. We service what we sell. Could you imagine buying a car from a car dealer that doesn't have a service department? Well, in your manufacturer's warranties today, they say that for your carpet, you have to have it professionally cleaned every 12 to 18 months. If you do not have it professionally cleaned every 12 to 18 months, you will void your factory warranty. We have been able to save people incredible money by offering the service that we do, controlling those warranty records, making sure they were serviced, and when and if they do have a problem that is legitimate, which is rare, but if there is one, we have the service records and we help them. You call a box store that you bought the carpet from and say, hey, do y'all clean carpet? No, but we rent you a carpet cleaning machine. Read the warranty, folks. As soon as they rent you that machine and sell you the soap, which soap is another story, and you go home and clean your carpet, they just helped you void your warranty. Then when you call them and you have a problem later, guess what? There's no warranty. You cleaned the carpet yourself. Folks, read the warranty information. Super important. Jamie's Carpet Shop, we service what we sell. We do it all natural, non-toxic, soap and detergent free.
17 crews are out there.
That's right, 17.
Wow, that's amazing. Chris, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Thanks for sharing a bit of your story with us.
Absolutely. Love South Amherst. Love the whole township and community out here. And go Falcons!
Absolutely. Chris Seitler.